Hi, this is Dean Jacobs from Tarani Motors. We are so thrilled to be sponsoring Sand Hill Stories on KVSH Radio. We think this will be a special program inspiring to both young and old. After the program, give me a call at 402-376-1661 or come see me if you're looking for a new or used vehicle. And now, here is today's edition of Sand Hill Stories.
Welcome back to Sandhill Stories, where we dive into the rich history and untold tales of the Nebraska Sandhills. Stories of resilience, hard work, and the people who have shaped this land for generations. Our guest this week is truly a Cherry County treasure, Edith Batchelor. It was an honor to sit down with this remarkable woman, and I'm so happy to share her story with you now. Edith, I'm so excited to be here interviewing you. Tell me where you were born, some of your childhood, and how you ended up in Cherry County.
Well, I was born in Butterfield, Missouri, down in the corner in the hills. And I was close to 7 miles to Oklahoma, right down in what they call the hillbilly country in 1934. My sister's story is when I was born, my sister was 4 years older than me, and she went to the neighbor's house, and I was born in our house in Missouri. And when she come back, she says, "Well, what's that?" And they said, "That's your baby sister." "Well, where did she come from?" And they told her that they got me from the Sears Roebuck catalog, and I said, and a shoebox. And I said, "I'd never fit in a shoebox." But that's what they told her. I was born, it was about 50 miles to Branson at that time, and it was just a thing in the road. And now look what Branson is. There I rode a school bus to school. I had indoor bathrooms. They served us food. That was a hillbilly, that we had those conveniences. So when I was 8, my dad died in a car accident, and mother and their mother-in-law remained on the farm. I knew what work was going, and we worked and worked to keep the place going. 12 years, when I was in the 8th grade, my mother married, and the trip to my new home in Valentine started, and I thought I was coming to the end of the world.
Tell us more about where you lived in Cherry County and your school experience when you got here.
It was quite an experience because I had to walk to school, I had to carry my lunch, and I found out I had to learn geography of Nebraska or I wouldn't pass the 8th grade. And this was March 17th, and school was out the first part of May. So I had to study and read that in order to pass and get on to high school. I passed it with flying colors, and I helped a boy get through too because he had the stretchiest neck you've ever seen because he was copying everything I was answering. So that was my experience of school.
What about the bathroom at the country school?
It was an outdoor privy, but we had a water bucket to drink out of, and we all drank out of the same bucket, and we all survived. And the experience when I came out here was when I turned down to Thedford and started north. It was just gravel road, and I never saw such a bare country in my life because all the towns in Missouri was 5-6 miles apart, you know. So that was an experience.
Speaking of the distance from Missouri to here, when you went to get your sister.
Oh, that happened a few years later, but we only had pickups then that could just one seated thing, and my sister had a divorce, and so she come out here with her little girl to live. So my folks and them had to ride in the pickup, and I rode in the back end of the pickup with a tarp over me. And that's a long trip from the southern part of Missouri to Valentine, Nebraska, but I made it.
Edith, yesterday you told me about coming into high school. Can you share that story, please?
Well, when I came out, and he said, "You can't be out for any sports. You can't go out for music. I will help your way reading, writing, and arithmetic." Well, music was a marvelous part of my life. I wanted to be in sports. Well, the girls didn't have much sports then, but I enjoyed that kind of. So I thought, well, I had enough money. My mother had given me $500 when she sold the farm. So I had that money, and that paid me my freshman year of board and room. And I also went to Red Front Basement. I had a corn husk mattress to sleep on out at the place. And I went in Red Front. People that live here a long time will remember Red Front. They had furniture in the basement. And I bought my bedroom set for $100. And I still had it through the years that I used it. That corn husk mattress, I'd never seen one in my life. And I kept thinking, and they think I'm a hillbilly. that stuck with me for a long time.
So when you came to Valentine, your stepfather wasn't willing to pay your room and board. So you actually, did you work for the people that where you stayed? And did you stay there all four years?
I stayed where I worked for the county superintendent, Zeta Tate. And that's when I decided I did not want a Venetian blind in my house because I had to clean those every week. And I cooked for them and helped. And that was my room and board. And then my junior year, I worked for Ann Stetter. Paid my room and board for part of the year, and then I was able to finish out another place. And then my senior year was when we moved my sister out here, and we rented an apartment together, and I lived with her. But I worked all the way through high school to make money to go and do things, and my music was part of my life that I am so thankful for, and I've used it.
Did you meet anybody special in high school?
Where I was rooming in my freshman year, there were four boys in the basement and two of us girls upstairs, and this guy sat beside me around the six around the table, and he was shy and he wouldn't talk, and I couldn't get him to talk. And toward the end of the year, he kind of would talk a little bit. Well, he caught me. I got him, and he's my husband, Clint Batchelor, and we were married all those years.
Tell me when you were married.
Married in 1951. I graduated in May and got married in June. We moved to the Eagle Valley Ranch, and I was a housewife and took care of all them crazy kids that come from the city. We couldn't get help, and they come in to hay and help. And you'd think they never had a meal in their life. But I cooked and cooked and cooked. Had a happy life.
Did you have to have a garden?
Oh, yes, we raised a garden. And I canned and froze, and good old ranch beef, too. Todd County needed a school bus driver, and my brother-in-law, Richard, was already driving. And they come and ask Clint, will you take that Easter out? And Clint says, well, somebody needs to say you're at the place. He said, I don't know, but he said, if you'll let Edith drive it when I can't do it, he said, I suppose we can help them out. So they agreed to that. So Edith was behind the wheel most of the time, taking kids to Littleburg School. But it was fun, and I still see some of them and know them, and I don't regret it. And that's what I've paid my long-term care with, because that check, so that's why I'm living in Cherry Hills.
If you're looking for a newer used car, truck, or SUV, check out Terani Motors. We have it all, from a 2025 Ford Super Duty F-350 XL, XLT, or Lariat, all the way to a used 2000 Chrysler Grand Voyager and everything in between. 1-ton, 3/4-ton, and 1/2-ton pickups, both new and used, SUVs in all sizes and colors. If you don't have time to stop by, check out our website at TeraniMotors.com or call 402-376-1661. That's Terani Motors in Valentine.
Tell me about one of the bad blizzards that you experienced on the ranch.
I can't remember now, 6 weeks, 8 weeks before we could even get out of the place. And when they'd fly and drop the mail over the, and we'd go out and pick it up out of the yard.
How long were you locked in your place? 6 weeks?
Yeah, it was more than that before we ever got off the place.
How many cattle did you lose?
We did pretty good. Got them windbreaks and stuff that we had, you know, and so it was the one in the 49. I got stranded on a way to music, and we sat on a down in O'Neill in a train all night long waiting, and then we had to walk in hip-deep snow and set up in the motel there for 3 days before they get us back to Valentine.
On the 49 blizzard, I just want to be sure, you were traveling to Omaha.
In my senior year.
So you were traveling.
We were traveling to Lincoln.
And when you traveled to Lincoln, you took the train for part of it?
We were going to, but the train couldn't move. They got us to O'Neill, and they thought we can go on the train, and it was blocked. So we sat in the train all night with no heat, no. But we entertained, we sang, and made the best of it. And then the next day when it let up, we went back up to the, I think it's Golden Hotel, and we were down there 3 days before we get back to Valentine. So we do our singing up there and entertain everybody. But we didn't get to the concert.
So the blizzard you're talking about on the ranch, what else happened while you were snowed in like that?
Well, you learned to get along. There was no television there. You know, I mean, just did a lot of cooking, and the men were busy with cattle, and your life went on. You listened to the radio.
So you were married 66 years, and did you live your whole married life on Eagle Creek Ranch?
Well, I've lived out there, but we bought a home in town for education. So I lived, and he commuted back and forth, but we go home. I'd go out there sometimes weekends because he wanted the kids to go to Valentine, where we went to school. So that's what we did. And I bought a home in town when the kids was in high school, and I kept four other boys in the basement, so I was busy.
So you repeated the cycle. You had boarded out, and then when you had your kids, you boarded out for other people.
Yeah, the two kind boys, Dwayne and Dennis, stayed with us, and some people from Sparks, and one of our neighbor boys out there.
Dwayne Kime is a good friend of mine, and I think he's got a mischievous streak. Did you see that?
I could tell lots of stories, but you don't want to put it on the radio. We had fun. They were good kids.
We hope you enjoyed part one of the Edith Batchelor interview. Tune in next Friday to hear part two. Thank you, Angie Lincoln, for recommending Edith. We are always on the lookout for interesting and inspiring people to interview. Feel free to reach out to KVSH for interview suggestions. Go to kvsh.com to hear past episodes of Sandhill Stories.
Once again, this is Dean from Tarani Motors. We hope you enjoyed today's edition of Sandhill Stories. I invite you to stop by Tarani Motors for your next service or your next vehicle. Tune in again next week for the next edition of Sandhill Stories.